Thousands of businesses across New York have seen their revenues decrease due to the pandemic and were forced to make tough decisions about their staffing. And we at the Capital Press Room have not been immune to this phenomenon. So back in late May, with our company's paycheck protection money set to run out in a few weeks, we were presented with a couple different options to preserve the viability of the company, one of which was to begin participating in the state's shared work program. While around for more than three decades, the program is not really well known, at least not before the pandemic. And unless you're one of the 45,455 New Yorkers who enrolled in the program in the first half of the year, you probably don't know much about it either. Unless, of course, you're Maria Figueroa.
I'm Director of Labor and Policy Research at the Worker Institute of Cornell University at the ILR School. And I have more than 25 years of experience in labor research, having worked at for the Teamsters Union in D.C., and AFSCME, the Public Employees Union.
And here's how it works.
It operates in a way in which employers do not need to lay off their workers whenever there is a downturn in the economy. They only need to reduce the number of hours that they work, and they don't have to do this for all their workers. They can do it for a group of workers or for a department in particular. So let's say my employer reduces my number of hours by 20%. And so let's just say that my normal, regular unemployment benefit, if I were completely laid off, right, were $400 per week, then if my hours are reduced by 20%, then we multiply 20% times the $400 that I would have received normally if I were laid off. And that is like $80 per week that I would be receiving as an unemployment benefit. And I will still be receiving my wages at the wage, at my normal wage rate from my employer for the 80% of the hours that I will still remain employed. You'll be receiving your wages, but you also receive a reduced version of unemployment benefits.
So in June, with the horror stories about the interactions with the State Department of Labor fresh in my mind, my producer Tim and I went about following the enrollment instructions laid out for us by our station's HR department.
On the page right now, click on the link, clicked on the link. Once at the page, scroll down to employees on the right side of the screen. Yep. And select file a claim. Yep. Okay. File a claim. Now it says click on online services for individuals. We're going to do a control F search online. Oh, there she is. Okay. Online services for individuals.
And when we get back from a quick break, we'll let you know how that registration went. And we'll tell you more about the program that is helping thousands of New York businesses weather this financial downturn.
Support for the Capital Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.
We're continuing our examination of the Shared Work Program, which has been utilized by more than 2,500 employers in New York during the pandemic. And in early June, the Capital Press Room team signed up.
I think I've created one of these accounts before, Tim, because I, like many Americans, have been unemployed in my life. I'm going to check my list of passwords and usernames that I have stored up.
Fun fact, you can also use it for the DMV because I updated my registration that account. So
I've got my old Times Union login information, TurboTax, KeyBank. Oh,
password, we have password 123.
I have something called NYGov, so I'm going to hope that's it. So we got my username, which we will not be saying on the air, and my password, which we will also not be saying on the air. We'll hit sign in and see
David
if this works.
Is awesome one.
Yeah. Oh, I'm logged in. Okay.
Huzzah.
I don't have to do anything else now?
Nope.
So this has been pretty easy so far.
I would say so, and I would knock on some wood, because we've heard on the show from personal experiences where it has been easy for people.
In cases where people, like us, were able to register, the program can be a win-win for employers and employees, especially if the alternative is laying off staff during a recession. According to Maria Figueroa, Director of Labor and Policy Research at the Worker Institute for Cornell University's School of Industrial and Labor Relations.
For employers, is a good approach because it would save them money. And, you know, whenever the recession is gone and business conditions improve and they want to get back their employees, they don't have to spend as much money recruiting, hiring, and training new employees. So turnover costs go down significantly. They don't lose their trained employees. And for the employees, of course, there is an advantage in the sense that, you know, you don't become unemployed, and the decrease in your earnings is not as severe as if you were unemployed or laid off and had to depend only on the unemployment benefits. So there are advantages on both sides, but there are also, of course, some disadvantages, particularly for the employer. The tool that, you know, I've seen that researchers have identified are related to the fact that employers need to continue paying into the health insurance plan and also into the retirement plan. And so, you know, many employers may say, well, you know, those are precisely, you know, the highest items for my employment taxes, so I will just prefer to lay off people, right? But those are issues that could be addressed, you know, if policymakers took a closer look at how to improve this program and how to lower those barriers and address those issues. Like, for instance, you know, employers could still pay into the health care plan, but maybe they would not be required to pay the full rate that they would have to pay for the retirement plan. Maybe there are adjustments that can be made so that the cost, that this, you know, significant cost for employers are reduced and they could take advantage of the share work program.
Employers are also incentivized to take part in the program because of a temporary change in how unemployment insurance rates are calculated. Normally, having employees enrolled in shared work benefits would count against an employer for determining their future insurance rates, but claims filed between March 30th and the end of December won't carry that penalty. Employees have been incentivized too, as they've been able to collect the full $600 weekly federal unemployment benefits if their hours are cut at all. So, at least until that perk ended this week, New Yorkers enrolled in shared work may have been getting paid more to work less. And traditionally, the federal government has been able to incentivize states to promote this program, like during the Great Recession of 2008-2009.
They provided funding under the Recovery Act. They provided funding for shared work. And the CARES Act also provides funding for shared work. So normally, shared work would be funded by the states, but the federal government can provide funding for it as well. And in fact, they could pass legislation that would provide for an automatic trigger of this funding for shared work whenever there is a dip in economic activity. And whenever we face a recession, you know, these federal funds should be there to support these programs. And that is what researchers who've been looking more closely into this program recommend.
So while New York has taken advantage of the program, with utilization increasing by more than 12,000% in 2020 compared to 2019, the country as a whole has yet to embrace it, with only 26 states offering work-sharing programs. That's about a 50% increase from the Great Recession, when only 17 states had the option. And that lack of availability likely contributed to the number of jobs lost during the Great Recession, according to analysis by the Hamilton Project. They found that if shared work had been available across the country, up to 1 million jobs, about one out of every eight jobs lost during the recession, could have been saved. But that analysis also assumed participation would be comparable to industrialized countries in Europe, which have higher levels of participation in work-sharing programs.
According to the Abjohn Institute, who's been looking into this program more than anyone else in the country, approximately only 200,000 people in the U.S. are utilizing this program, whereas in Europe, the numbers are much larger. Of course, they don't have each of individual country in Europe doesn't have a labor force of the size of the U.S., but still the utilization is much larger. So again, the issue apparently has to do with publicizing the program, which is not happening enough here in the U.S., and also the application process is much more streamlined in European countries. So yeah, definitely. I mean, a more recent case has been Germany, who's been very successful in implementing this program to address the impacts of the COVID crisis.
The Department of Labor put out some stats earlier this month that said 2,000 New Yorkers utilized shared work during the first half of 2019 as compared to more than 45,000 during the first half of this year. What's your reaction to that sort of exponential growth?
Well, my reaction is that that is really great. And it's an indicator that more employers are finding out about this opportunity and they are taking advantage of it. At the same time, of course, it indicates the severity of the crisis we are undergoing. But I think that actually is an indicator that at least for those individuals who are taking advantage of it, things are not as bad as they could have been.
So to recap, moving forward, Maria's recommendations are to spread awareness of the program, ensure the federal government funds the benefits during an economic downturn, and make the application process easier for businesses. And for anyone wondering about our experience, well, we still get to produce the show, we're collecting our benefits, and we're hopeful this program helps our station make it through the financial downturn. My engineer in Syracuse is Dave White. My producer and Workshare buddy in the Capitol is Tim Williams. I'm David Lombardo, and you've been listening to the Capitol Press Room.
Join us again for Capitol Press Room, a production of WCNY Connected, Syracuse.